on number nine, please?
Number nine is a budget, in response to a budget amendment, an informational report on cost-benefit analysis of converting the currently deployed web calendar and email services to an open source, software platform. And it is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you identify yourself for those that are listening, please?
Chairman, supervisors, I'm Chris Lindberg, Director of Information Management Systems Division within the Department of DAS. And with me, I have Lori Pinella, who's the Director of Governance within IMSD.
Thank you. Proceed.
Last year, we were asked to prepare a cost-benefit analysis of the potential migration of our current email, web, and calendaring systems from commercial software to open source. We did that analysis. We looked at three different scenarios. Bottom line is the cost to migrate really achieves no benefit. We would have to retool our current systems. We'd have to take a look at our staffing model and make some adjustments. And probably take 2 to 3 years to do it at a cost of anywhere between $4 and $9 million. The systems we put in place today are secure. Open software can be secure, but it requires an investment. And our current application set would all have to be looked at to make sure that it operates well and provides the services to Milwaukee County government. So, you know, I like open source software. I like commercial software. We have to make investments in either environment to make sure that it provides the services in a secure fashion. I don't see any benefit at this point in time to moving towards open source software. It would distract us, I believe, from our current mission of providing good, solid services to Milwaukee County.
The recommendation is to receive and place on file. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was one of the co-sponsors of the budget amendment asking for this analysis, so I appreciate the analysis that you have provided. Could you help me understand, of the three scenarios, is scenario one, is that our status quo, or is that...
Scenario one is stay the course, Supervisor.
Okay, so status quo has a $2 million... 3 year cost as well. Now,
and that's not on top of our current budget request. I just looked at the three scenarios and did a point A to B analysis. What are the costs?
Okay.
So we're not asking for an additional $2 million for scenario one.
So just help me understand, though, in terms of status quo of the direction we're going. So the direction we're going is to a Microsoft product for email calendaring, and so we are going to make a transition from the Lotus Notes platform that we're currently on?
That is correct.
And we'll be using a cloud-based?
That is correct.
Okay, so we are already making a transition. I think for me, that was probably the primary impetus behind this, was to explore options that would get us off of our current system, which many of us detest.
Well, point of information, is that actually the cost isn't in the email system. If that's all we were tasked with doing, that's actually a different scenario. The real cost in converting to open source comes in our current investment in applications that we would, when we talk about web and application servers, we have to look at everything from our criminal justice system through our general ledger system, called Advantage, everything. And that's what drives the cost of the conversion.
Mr. Lindberg, could you speak a little bit louder?
I'm sorry. Wait.
Is the red light on?
As long as the red light on, if you would just...
There we go. I couldn't see it.
Just a touch.
No, I'm sorry.
I appreciate that explanation. I'll look forward to further discussion as we get into budget. I think for me, and I won't speak for the other author of the amendment, I think it was partly spurred by the fact that I had some reservation about the sense that we were pulling back from our initiatives, our previously announced initiatives, to sort of move forward in those areas. And that there had been a really concerted budget effort on, you know, this thin client and cloud-based sort of thing, and then last year there was just it seemed like a retreat on IT, that we weren't really moving forward. We were just going to kind of try and patch everything. That was my sense, that we were sort of patching stuff together and we weren't really moving ahead. And so this was an attempt to say, well, let's at least analyze some of the options available to us. So I appreciate that.
I don't like sitting still.
Thank you.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My concern was that there would not be, as I like to call it, a plan B, this resolution was not intended to say this will be the one and only true path. But as Supervisor Lipscomb just discussed with you, there is a plan B to move away from what we currently have. So then building off his questions, then, is scenario one, is that to maintain Lotus Notes and the Microsoft Internet Information Server? Or would that be to move to the cloud-based systems, which you've talked
about? We will look for cloud where it makes sense. To me, we apply what I call common sense reasoning to it. We do have an investment in Microsoft. Unless there's reason to move off that investment, I'm all for simplicity. And if I don't have to manage two environments and I can manage one, I can guarantee it'll be a lot cheaper and we'll probably be more efficient. That doesn't mean we won't invest in other technologies. We will, where the business case supports it.
And Mr. Chairman, for those of us less with our heads in the cloud, can you tell the others what is the cloud, and what would it be for us?
The cloud takes many forms. You know, we have our own personal clouds at home, right? If you have servers and wireless, and we have the cloud is not a new concept. It's managed data centers that companies, when they get rid of their data centers, they move into some third-party managed data center. That's all part of the cloud. So it's a term that's easy to visualize because it's kind of fuzzy, but it's basically the source of the services in a cost-effective and service-effective manner. Okay. Does that answer your question, Supervisor?
I'm not sure that it's still kind of obscured.
It is obscure.
By clouds.
Yeah.
Okay, so cloud technology is internet-based services. Is that more or less?
That would be one descriptor, yeah.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt?
I would go along with the Chief Information Officer here to request that we receive and place this on file, so I'd like to make that motion. And the quick comment that I would like to make is that we all have different levels, I think, of sophistication of technology. I don't pretend to know a lot of these terms, so I really rely on, and Mr. Lindbergh did call me on this, and maybe he called. I would trust one from Ms. Panella to call members. I know this is pretty hard with a large committee. I appreciate calls, and you know, we can see the length of these meetings that we're going to have. And any departments who can, I can encourage. I know it takes time. I make it a policy to get back 24 hours to constituents or department heads or whatever. That's usually the case. I think we all try to do that. But I think it's worthwhile, especially in these areas, that so we don't need to spend lots of time asking questions if our questions can be answered beforehand. Not that questions aren't good during committee. We understand this, especially if we don't get knowledge beforehand and warnings beforehand. But, for example, this is a well-written report. You were asked to do this. It states the pros and cons. It states a very clear case analysis and recommendation why we shouldn't go ahead. Okay, that we got to continue the progress we're going on. So I guess I would make a kind request. I know your days are very busy, but to all the departments out there, then who come before us, that if you can please try to contact us. County executive, I know, likes to do that too. I really appreciate that. So we have a chance at least to discuss. We don't have to take a lot of time with individual questions on some of these things that can be answered possibly before. I know that's the vision for the chairs, too, I thought. So I appreciate that report. Thank you. And I wanted to say let's receive and place this on file. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. We have a motion to receive and place on file the report. Comments, questions? If not, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanford?
Aye.
Colin?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to receive and place on file, 8-0.
Mr. Chairman, it's my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.